Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The seafood shellfish that is the mussel, Simon, it seems to be not popular enough considering how cheap it is and how easy it is to cook. Any theories about why?
I don't know, Yumi. Maybe some people are a bit worried about seeing it. They see it when they're out there swimming around. It's on the rocks.
Yeah, just sort of like garbage on the side of a rock.
Yeah, maybe it's that. They're not the prettiest looking things in the world, I suppose. But people should learn to embrace them, Yumi, because they are so delicious.
We're going to try and get you over the line with a mussel, and it doesn't matter if you're puny as anything, you don't need mussels to enjoy mussels. Did you like that?
I love that.
I'm Yumi Stein.
I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So mussels are pretty affordable, right? Like 12 to 14 bucks a kilo.
They are affordable, yeah, around about that sort of price. They're really easy to buy. You can get them from any fishmonger, but you can also get them in the supermarket really easily. You'll often find them in bags where they've already been pre-prepared and ready to go. Sometimes even in the sauce room, everything ready to shove in the microwave. But I'm not suggesting you do that here.
No.
I am suggesting you get some mussels that are cleaned and lovely, and then you make a really easy, simple dinner because they're so quick and easy to cook.
Just a quick thing on the cleaning.
Yes.
So you can buy them, so they kind of look like they've just been scraped off a pylon in the sea.
And they've real got rugged, authentic mussels.
Yeah, and they've got like bits of seaweed dangling off them. And they've also got what's called the beard.
The beards, yes. A little bit like they're some sort of captain from a Tintin book or something, yeah? They look a bit like that.
And it sort of dangles out of the open crack of the mussel. And to prepare it, you have to sort of yank it softly out to try and get the whole piece out and then scrub the shells, because the shells can often have like dangly bits of debris stuck to them. When I was a kitchen hand, I used to have to do that job. It is very, very achievable, but also extremely tedious.
Yeah, look, I think this is one of the main things that puts people off mussels, actually, once they've had a go at this or they've seen the mussels and they're like, oh God, I don't know how to cook these alien-looking things. I've got to do all this prep. You don't have to do all this prep. Okay. Like you just said, in the supermarket, you can buy them cleaned and ready to go.
And they're quite good, aren't they?
Good.
Like they're not closer to death or anything.
No, they're good. But you can also ask your fishmonger to clean and scrub them for you too. And then you go. And the thing about mussels is they're really, really quick and easy to cook.
Are they easy to overcook?
They are easy to overcook.
Yeah.
They cook very quickly.
They're only a sort of a 3 to 5 minute type occasion. What I've noticed, and the reason I asked you, because I know the answer is that yes, they are easy to overcook, is because I've noticed if you overcook them, they shrink to tiny little sad, mean things.
They become little wrinkly, snotty looking things, don't they? Whereas when they cook perfectly, they are plump and briny and full of the flavour of the sea and just yum. They do give you a really good visual indicator of when they're cooked, which is when the mussel shell opens.
Yeah.
So the way you cook mussels, for anyone who hasn't done it before, really is you put them into a pan and you pop a lid over the top of them. They will, with some heat, they will steam and they will open up. Those shells will open up. They will release some of the liquid inside them, which will go to form a really lovely sauce, which you can make more complicated by adding sort of butter and garlic and cream and all sorts of stuff, but it's actually really delicious kind of as it is. Mm-hmm. And the mussels will open up and then you will eat them. So you will serve them and you take them straight out of the pan and then eat them there like that. So you eat the mussels as they are, have them with some crusty bread. They're great with chips. You know, I think the Belgians basically just live on them with chips.
So you sort of sog the chips around in the juice?
Oh, you sort of eat the mussels alongside. You've got the chips. You've got some mayonnaise for dipping into the chips.
Yep.
You know, it's Belgium. And there's some bread. And what more do you need?
That sounds fantastic.
It's gorgeous. Right?
So if one of your fears is seafood going bad, the mussels indicate that they're good by popping open. And if they don't, you're basically told to leave them be and don't eat them if they've stayed shut.
Exactly. So, yes. So let's go through the cooking process really quickly. You put your mussels into your pan.
Yep.
Maybe you've got to add a cup of white wine. That'd be a really nice thing to do. Shove a lid over the top, medium to high heat, 3 to 5 minutes. Check on them as they're cooking. Maybe use a lid which you can see through. And once the shells have opened up, they're good to go. So those are the mussels. They're in the bowl. They've been cooked like that. If you check out our Instagram, we've got a slightly more complicated flavour with some lovely, delicious Southeast Asian kind of flavours going through them. Coconut milk and cream and coriander and delicious things. Mm. And they'd be great with rice or whatever. But these mussels, a bit of wine, maybe some chopped parsley at the end too. You don't need very much more. A bit of salt and pepper over the top and have those with some crusty bread. And
yum,
you are living the mussely dream.
Entry level. I love it so much. Thank you, Simon. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix. Don't forget those pictures are on Instagram and we're also on TikTok.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.